Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The song's for Hugh, the first segment there.
What I do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
Being optimistic? I mean, what are you going to do? We got another game to play.
Yeah.
What, we going to just go out there and just throw your jersey out and say, hey, man, we
might
quit?
As well.
No. You're going to fight the good fight.
It is tough to feel optimism this morning. Yeah. I mean, it is tough.
No, I mean, I get that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a dummy.
That was gut-wrenching last night.
But what are you going to do?
Well, we'll pick ourselves up by 9:08 tomorrow, but right now I feel like crap.
Oh, so it's the timing. I ain't got time. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to feel sorry for myself.
No, and we have 4 hours to feel sorry for ourselves and angry. I mean,
I don't appreciate you turning this into a personal thing, talking about my sleep habits.
you people's one step ahead of me.
All right, 215-592-9494. A disaster of a baseball game for the Phillies last night, and it really shouldn't have been. Luzardo was.
Phenomenal.
He was special. I mean, you brought up the stat in the first segment there. The last time a Philly starter retired that many in a row, his name was Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay, what, 2011, the NLDS.
Man, Luzardo was everything we hoped he could be last night. Big game pitcher, energized off the crowd. He was getting swings and misses from great. I never seen Freddie Freeman look that bad on a swing as he did against Luzardo, but the Phillies offense did nothing. Big issue, of course, the Stars, 2-for-21 between Turner and Schwarber and Harper in this series. 0 extra base hits, 11 strikeouts. Let's go to the phone lines here. What's frustrating the most between the defense, which was obviously bad by Trey and Castellanos, the base running, the managing, the Stars, and the offense? Where are you at? 215-592-949. We'll let you hear from Turner, Schwarber, Harper coming up in just a few minutes. Tom is in Sicklerville. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's
Tom,
up?
Tom, all right. We're trying to get through.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but I called yesterday and I said once the first lineup was revealed, I knew it was hopeless.
You did.
Yeah,
I remember
did that.
Heavily ridiculed because all I wanted was Bader to hit second and mix up those set.
Before I'll let you finish. Bader wasn't healthy enough to start last night, so that wasn't even an option.
I'm talking back to the first
game. Right, right.
As soon as that lineup was revealed with the same old crap that Topper's marching out, and especially now he's just marching out Nola. This is ridiculous. I mean, he's just afraid to, you know, use a little original thinking. He plays, you know, like he said last night, he played for the tie. Ridiculous. I mean, did he remember Sunday when the Denver Broncos beat the Eagles because they played to win because they went for a 2-point conversion? I mean, it's obvious what you have to do in sports. So I'm very disappointed. I am glad about Castellano. One thing I learned, when he made his double, did he swing his home run swing or did he swing to hit the ball?
Well, it was to hit the ball. I mean, to be fair, the ball was 7 inches outside, so I don't know if he could hit a home run on that pitch. But, yeah, he just kind of dropped his bat and tried to get a hit.
Exactly, and that's what our other home run hitters won't do. They just fan the thing, and if the ball happens to hit the bat, great. And if not, it's a swing and a miss. So I really respect Castellano a lot. And, he played great last year, too, and I just appreciate him. But good luck to the Phils, but I'm not very optimistic.
Yeah, Tom, you're not the only one. And they're going to need it, obviously, going back to L.A. for game number 3 tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, as far as the Bader thing, I know Tom brought that up yesterday. I get it. That was his opinion for game 1. All right, I disagreed. But it wasn't a possibility last night, right? Bader was not healthy enough to start in the game, and he obviously had to come out as soon as he got the single in the ninth. He couldn't even run. So it is what it is. I mean, they're going to roll with their top 3 guys. They've paid these guys $700 million to hit, and they haven't hit. Let's hear from them after the game last night. What order do we want to go in? Want to hear from Trey Turner first? Let's hear Trey Turner on his defense. Seventh inning. At first when I watched it, I was like, that was a tough play. And then as I rewatched it, I'm like, wait a second. Hernandez is 40 feet from home plate when Trey Turner gets the ball. He has to make a better throw to home. He pulled JT all the way to almost the first base side of home plate, and Teoscar was able to get his foot down. Let's hear Trey Turner on the defense.
You throw home, did you kind of pull that up to a little bit? I guess more to third base side.
Yeah, it was kind of the angle. I was kind of running over the mound and had to throw it overhand. I wish I could have thrown it a little more sidearm. But the angle of like going towards the first baseline kind of forced me to throw it overhand, pulled it a little bit. But yeah, that's the difference. So small things are difference in games like this.
Hugh, that he said it at the end. He's right. Small things are the difference. And the Phillies always seem to do the small things worse than the other team in these big moments.
Yeah. And you gotta button up. It feels to me like as the game went on, and, you know, we start running out of innings, that's when they started to get tight, and that's when the problems started to happen. It's almost like the book was, hey, man, if you get this team in a situation where they're starting to press a little bit.
They'll fold.
Exactly. That's what it kind of looked like, because you talk about seven stellar innings of some pretty solid baseball being played. And it felt like, you know, the Dodgers knew that, hey, man, you know, they're not built for nine. You know, and they're gonna fold when it comes time.
You know what it felt like last night watching those two? One team is good, one team are champions. Like the Dodgers, that the wheel play in the ninth inning, Mookie calling for it, Freeman with the hit in the seventh, the base running, the defense, they're champions. And the Phillies aren't. Like that this group, they're not championship group.
Something to be said about having the deer in your headlights in some of the biggest moments. I mean, I know Bryce has had some big moments.
Not lately.
But man, yeah. And you know what's funny? Because immediately after the game, I go to social media just to get a feel, to take the temperature of the people. And there were a lot of people out there initially defending Bryce, talking about his postseason numbers and everything like that. Man, I looked at some of the dates on some of that stuff. I mean, it's kind of getting dated. It's a little dated.
Well,
a little antiquated.
Yeah, look, he obviously has a good postseason resume in total. But the bottom line is, and Hugh, you always say this about Bryce. We'll hear from him in a second here. His career, it's getting late in his career, and he has not won, right? Like, that's the truth about Bryce Harper. And I think he would agree with this. His career is going to be incomplete without a ring. And as time goes on, it's getting harder to imagine he's going to have a ring when his career is over. Let's hear from Bryce last night. He had his chance in the sixth inning. Snell was tiring a little bit. They had two runners on. Good at-bats by Trey and Schwarber to get walks and get on base there. And up comes Bryce Harper against a tiring starter, and he did not deliver. Here's Bryce after the game.
Bryce, your guy's pressing.
Excuse me?
Pressing. You're slacking. Our guy's pressing.
No, I wouldn't say we're pressing. I mean, I think, like I said, you know, we're missing pitches over the plate. You know, they're making good pitches when they need to, and you know, that's kind of how baseball works sometimes. Obviously, we got to do a better job, and you know, got to dig deep. You know, next couple days, and you know, get ready to go in LA.
So he made a point there. They're missing pitches over the plate. He's right. Like in years past, it's felt like they're chasing. Right, they're swinging at bad pitches. The last couple days, Ohtani and Snell have come right after them. These pitchers are over the plate, and they're just missing.
No, I was listening. I was trying to – I was –
the cut was over.
No, I was listening. I was thinking about what he was saying and about missing pitches or whatnot. Because the last time we were in this situation, it was more chasing.
Yes, they were swinging at bad pitches.
Yeah, they were chasing at bad pitches. Now it just seems like they've done a – like what I was thinking was they've went – the other way a little bit too much, and they're taking too many pitches. But the bottom line is this: your top guys, they have to step up in this moment. They have to, because this has been too many seasons, too many postseasons, where the stat line looks the same every postseason. The stat line looks the same, and you're talking about the run base title king or whatever. The at-bat title king? You're talking about Trey?
The batting king.
Batting king, Trey.
Batting champion,
You're talking about Bryce Harper and you know, all the cachet that he brings, and Kyle Schwarber, what, 56 home runs this year?
Let's not let Schwarber off the hook. Schwarber this season was their best guy, right? He's done nothing. And he's actually had a kind of an odd track record. Because you look at his postseason numbers in his career, he has tons of home runs, right?
But stinks in the NLDS.
He stinks. You read my mind. Like, usually he gets going, right? LCS, World Series, his numbers are off the charts. But Kyle, we need to get there first, and we could use a home run or two in this round to get to the next round. Here's Schwarber after the game.
You know, you feel like that. You want to get something going. You want to get anything going. And for me, I didn't come through in that spot. So, I can look at myself in the mirror and say that, I want to be better. I'm going to be better. I'm looking forward to getting out there. I'm looking forward to I'm not going to press an issue. I'm not going to go out of my skin and feel like I'm going to reach for the sky. I got to go back to, it's not like we're trying hard, right? It's just the way it is right now. And at the end of the day, knowing the fact that, I always say this, that, if you don't force an issue, don't press an issue. That, if you're trying so hard, that it's probably not going to work out in your favor. You got to realize, and you have to go back to knowing that everyone is, everyone doing their job and everyone going up there and being them is really good, because that's how we got here in the first place. And most of the times, if you go ask anyone, if they go out there and they try to do something, the most extreme thing, probably doesn't work out in their favor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels like he's trying to talk himself into this. I mean, what was that? Was that a sports psychologist or was that a baseball player? Like, what was that?
Well, I mean, you're having a come to Jesus moment.
With himself. He's talking to himself.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
that, because he has to workshop this. You have to figure out and put yourself in the best possible position you can be in, because you got one more game to play. That's the reality of this. I know everybody's upset and whatnot.
Let's be clear. It's going to be one more.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, listen. I know that this is a tough road to hoe, no question about it. But, man, it starts with that one hit. It starts with one, and then it snowballs into something else. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers were down to the Golden State Warriors. They were looking at elimination, right?
Down 3-1.
And they fought back, and they won that.
Do we know the difference?
Aaron Nola,
LeBron James.
Aaron Nola.
One of the two greatest LeBron basketball players James. Ever I'm lived. Saying, six listen. ERA Aaron Nola.
And some would argue that Kyrie Irving was the catalyst for all of that to happen. That's what I'm trying to say.
We don't even have that. Kyrie. I mean,
why are you and Kyle poo-pooing on my story, man? The bottom line is this is not over. That's the premise that I'm trying to get you two yahoos to see.
Whoa.
He name calling at what, 1042?
You're the one blowing smoke up, glutes.
I know.
I'm not blowing smoke.
We're the crazy ones.
Okay, I never said I wasn't crazy. But you can't quit. You can't give up.
Your heart, Hugh.
Not
live
quitting,
your truth.
But I'm pissed at them. There's a difference.
I hate when you do it. When you do it, I just don't like that.
Well, good. Turn it back on you. All right, let's.
I don't like it. I hate it.
I'm gonna take. Can I get a sip of water before this call? Yeah, Bruce in Collegeville wants to talk about Rob Thompson. What's up, Bruce?
I got 2 points I'd like to make, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
We've been better, Bruce, but we're hanging in there.
Yeah, I hear you. I about had a heart attack again last night. But
you mean for real, or like you playing? Are. You playing, right?
No, I don't know. Go ahead, Bruce.
My first point is agreeing with you that these guys got to be doing something. They're pressing too hard. They're just not getting worth their pay. And in my mind, you guys are pointing on with that. They're just pressing too hard. My second point being that as far as the guy that said about get fire in Thompson.
Yes.
I think he's smoking crack.
Why?
I think you got.
Hold on. Why, Bruce?
Well, you got a guy who's brought you to the curtain.
Oh, stop!
How many times? How many teams are going to die to get him?
None. Bruce, none. I like Rob Thompson. Not a single team in baseball will die to get Rob Thompson. Bruce, can you tell me what strategic advantage Rob Thompson gives the Phillies in the dugout?
He knows how to bring the team together.
Strategic baseball strategy. The playoffs are not about bringing teams together. This isn't Little League. This is not the Bad News Bears. This is baseball. This is the highest level of baseball. Can you tell me the strategy he brings to the game that gives the Phillies an advantage in big moments?
Got to admit, there's probably not much.
Okay. Well, that's the
end.
That's
good.
Who's running? Who's tripping over themselves to hire him?
Well, I think that a lot of teams look at the chemistry that he's brought together, the egos that he's had to massage, and they see how well he can run that dugout. But strategically, you're absolutely correct. He's missing the point.
Well, and Bruce, I appreciate the call and the back and forth. Then he's a regular season manager. Like what Bruce just described, and Topper obviously does bring some good things to the table, and he did a good job in the regular season. He's a regular season manager. How many times do we have to do this where he has a bad moment in October before we realize this is not his, he's not built for this? It was Houston in 22. It was the Rojas letting him hit in 23. It was Kimbrel in 23. It was game one with the bullpen managed with Robertson. It was last night. Like, Hugh, how many times do we have to do the same thing where I know it's not all his fault, but he doesn't help. He doesn't help.
Yeah, and I know where you're going, but it's hard for me to point all the fingers at him. When I look at those stat lines from the last three seasons that I was here.
Totally fair.
And I look at the number one guys on this squad, the guys that are hitting all the home runs, knocking the cover off the ball in the regular season, and put it all on him.
I'm not saying that it's all on Topper. But you know how this works. The easiest thing to change
to do is
him.
That. Yeah, I get it.
Like, and Bryce and Turner are going to be here.
You're right. But when I look at that stat line, man, and I look at, like, we always talk about the bottom of the order, you know, and things like that. Those guys were scuffing and clawing.
Yeah.
They were scuffing and clawing. The guys that you, like you talk about, hey, we need Bryce. You didn't get half of what you expected to get from him so far. You just didn't. And Schwarber, you know, you talk about what he was before this postseason started. He's been non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about, like, Trey. I mean, he had a hit last night, but when you talk about to go back out there to see how your body feels and things like that, those are the guys that have to carry this.
So, and you're right, Trey had a hit, but he did have the bat in his hand to end the game. Like, Trey Turner was up to end the game. They brought Sasaki in. Like, Trey could have had his signature Phillies moment last night if he hits one into the gap or down the line to win the game. And, again, he credit to get the run in the eighth inning and kind of start the comeback a little bit, but Trey Turner is a 300. I feel like I'm on a broken record every October. He's a $300 million player, and I never feel like I'm watching one in the big moment. Last night, the ball came to him in the seventh inning, and he threw the ball to the wrong side of the plate. He was up in the ninth inning with two outs to try to win the game. Weak ground ball to second base. Their guy's Mookie Betts, and Mookie Betts is a better player. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Joe Hugh. What's up, guys?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm so frustrated. I was watching the game. If I was there, I wanted to grab Topper and say, what are you doing? Cassie on second base with nobody else. You got to let Stott swing away there. I trust him against the lefty. He's probably one of the best disciplined hitters, maybe, at best. But putting that bunt down, you're going to tell me that Cassie didn't see Betts run in front of him? Or a shadow. Like, come on.
Yeah, and Steve, before you go on, I'm with you, and I trust him to have a good at-bat there. Vessi is also a wild pitcher. That first pitch was high. It was one ball, no strikes. There's a real chance he walks Stott there.
But he wasn't getting a fastball. It was a slider that he got the bunt on. It was a slider. So it would have been impossible for him to pull that ball down the first baseline.
Yeah.
Impossible. So you see them running in. If you let Stott swing away, someone's going to hit in the face with the ball. So you got to let Stott swing away there, and at best, if he got the bunt down, Cassie shouldn't have been running. If you got to see Betts' shadow and hold, like, and then if you get the bunt down, maybe Stott beats it out at first base. Who knows? But you don't bunt there. That's terrible. That killed the momentum. And also, I'm gonna go back into the sixth inning when we had first and second, one out, Harper up.
Mm-hmm.
What was Harper saying? That was a ball three, slider off the plate. What are you doing? I love Harper. I love this team. hard out every year, but look, something's got to change. And then when they went back out for the seventh, right, because Lizardo was on cruise control. He only gave up one hit. He was on cruise control, and then they didn't get no runs. That long wait shifted the momentum right back to the Dodgers. And then another point, if you wanted to have Stott bunt, this is where I wish they had Stubbs on the roster. Stubbs could have pinch ran for
Castellanos. Yep.
Stubbs would have beat Betts to the bag easily.
Steve, it's a good point, and this is not just Topper, this is Dombrowski, Steve.
I got another point.
Okay, I'll let you go, but it is a good point. It kind of goes back to the roster construction. They took a lot of pitchers on the roster in a 5-game series with three off days. Did they really need Taijuan Walker and Tim Mazza on this pitching staff? They have all these pitchers they're not using. Meanwhile, the bench is short. Now, obviously, they got caught up with this Bader injury now, right, Hugh? That made it worse.
Yeah.
So he wanted to save Wilson to run for Bader. But if they have an extra position player, let's just use Stubbs for an example, he could have run for Castellanos there.
Yeah. I mean, because what's stuck in my head is the on second base, and you're right, you're toe-to-toe with Mookie Betts, and you got to put yourself in a better position to have success.
Yeah, it's a bad combination, Steve. The Castellanos is a slow runner and a bad base runner. It's not a good combination.
And another issue. Look, if I want to see them have that 2004 Red Sox mentality, like, hey, don't let us win this. But if they don't, I'm sorry, I'm cleaning house. I like Topper, but he's got to go. Bring in somebody with a bulldog mentality to fire up that clubhouse every single night. Every coach can go except for Caleb Cotham. Kevin Long, got to go. We got to bring in somebody that teaches these guys plate discipline. That is what is killing them right now, plate discipline. I've said it before the playoffs started. I said it all season. Plate discipline. Stop swinging and chasing at pitches off the plate.
Yeah, and they do it. I don't think it's been, Steve, we appreciate the call. I don't think it's been as bad, the plates discipline stuff in this series as others, but it's not good. I mean, and he's right about the Harper at-bat against Snell. That was a big moment, Hugh, for Bryce Harper. Sixth inning, two on, one out. I also thought it was a tell that I know Bohm's been okay in the series. They don't really respect Bohm. They left Snell in there, tiring a lefty against a righty, and he got him out too. I mean, the frustrating part of these first two games is they've had plenty of opportunities. It's like if they had gotten blown out, what are we going to do? We just shrug our shoulders and say Dodgers are the super team. They're better.
Mm-hmm. You had a chance.
Plenty of chances.
And here's the thing that sticks out to me is that it feels like when the games are tight like this, that's when the fundamentals go out the door.
Yeah.
It's like that's when you lose your fundamentally sound play because, to your point, you talk about Trey. A lot of the times when his fundamentals are flawed is when the game usually feels like it's tight.
Yep.
When you go back and you think about it, that's when the game usually, when it comes down to those last couple of innings, that's when, you know, it just gets wiry, it gets squirrely. And I think that's part of the problem. They get tight. They get tight down the stretch. If they're not scoring runs or the game isn't decided early, they get a little tight.
And these games are all tight. It's the playoffs. Yeah. That's why the Dodgers are the Dodgers right now and the Phillies are the Phillies. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on, I don't even know what day it is. Is it Tuesday?
It feels like a Tuesday.
I don't even know what day. It's a weird week. We got a game three tomorrow. It feels like a death march out to L.A. Got optimistic Douglas over here telling me things.
Because you got one more game. Yeah. I know somebody just asked me, Terry just asked me, say, what makes you think they're going to win out of all the postseasons that you've seen? Like, to be honest, nothing. But you got one more game.
Well, that's good.
Well, no, it's like.
What do you got?
The question
that's
was.
What, I feel a lot better.
Are y'all going to let me finish? No, but the question was asked, what have you seen that makes you think they're going to win?
Yeah.
Nothing. But you got one more game and you got to play it. So I don't see them rolling over and giving up.
So where does your confidence come from? Honestly, nowhere.
It doesn't. But I'm like, hell, I got to go back. Like, I got to take this trip out there. I got to at least make it worth my while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to put forth an effort. I got to go out there and let them, what the kids say, let them hang. Just let them hang.
All you have is because they have to go to L.A.
I mean, you have to play it. I mean, sometimes that's all you need.
Scheduled to L.A.
Sometimes that's all you need. To get the thing going.
Well, good luck. We have Aaron Nola on the mound tomorrow night, so
that should
do the trick. All right, Devin's going to join us next, as she does every Tuesday, and we'll continue to let you vent. 215-592-9494 as we react to a disastrous game last night for Topper, for the Stars, for the defense, and for this series. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.